The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 12. This is letter number 4115. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 16th day of Shvat Tovshin Tezayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to Rav Hagoyen with the titles here, Melech Shemayim Meren Yitzchok Sheyichye Hutner. We had several letters of the Rebbe to him, and he engaged the Rebbe in a scholarly discussion over here. This is a very scholarly letter. He had a question on the note that the Tzemach Tzedek made in the Or HaTorah. So the Rebbe starts, Shalom Uvracha B'maynal Mikhtovoi, responding to your letter. So I'm going to do the extent, briefly, extent possible. So the he had an issue with what the Tzemach Tzedek writes in the Or HaTorah. The Tzemach Tzedek writes there that the morning prayer, which the Amida basically, which corresponds to the Korban Tamid, so one can daven up till 4 hours of the day, so that up to a third of the day, which is up to 4 hours, one can do the Amida. But the Kriyas Shema, reading of the Shema, is only up to 3 hours. So the Tzemach Tzedek points out that this difference between the timing for Amida and the timing of the Kriya Shema is the same, is equated as the difference between the Ketores. The Ketores was also brought every morning, but by the Ketores, the Gemara says, it says Baboiker, Baboiker, and because it says Baboiker means early in the morning, and that comes before the Korban Tamid. So the Ketores corresponds to the Shema, and the Amida corresponds to the Tamid, and that's why the Shema is only 3 hours like the Ketores, and the Tamid is 4 hours. Shachar is 4 hours like the Tamid. So he asked the Rebbe that the morning prayers that corresponds to the Talmud, which was brought to 4 hours, that was only as far as the limbs were burnt by up to 4 hours, but the blood of the Talmud had to be sprinkled before the Ketores, as the Gemara brings down in Yoima, that it was also says Baboiker, Baboiker. So the davening doesn't correspond to the offering of the limbs, it corresponds to the sprinkling of the blood, and the sprinkling of the blood has to be done before the Ketores. So here we're saying that the Tamid, which is up to 4 hours, but that's not for the sprinkling of the blood, but what the davening is compared, it's to the sprinkling of the blood, and that was before the Ketores. But, and the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that you write it as a question, but it's not like in this Hagoy of the Tzemach Tzedek itself is written all the above, and actually the Maimer itself explains the fact that the sprinkling of the blood comes before the Ketores comes before the limbs. So this is not new stuff, and it's not like the Rebbe has not addressed that. And your issue that you have a problem with the language our sages, blessed memory, in Gemara and Pesachim, they say that there is nothing that comes before the Tamid Shel Shachar but Ketores. So they say, it says clearly in the Gemara, your argument is that it's not really the Tamid Shel Shachar. The Ketores does not come before the Tamid Shel Shachar. So the Rebbe actually says it's not a question. The note also, it's a question also in the Pesukim, because over here we mentioned before that the sprinkling of the blood has to be done also earlier in the morning, because there is also a Baboiker, Baboiker over there, and which says two times. It doesn't say so beferish, it's we have an extra Baboiker with regards to the Atzeh HaMarocha with the Shnei the two woods that were put, as the Gemara over there. It's hard to get into the whole difficulty. I made some notes over here in the letter to further elaborate. But the Rebbe says that, and the davening itself, we have the sprinkling of the blood is more connected, which is blood is rotsu, is more connected, is more connected to the Kriya Shema, and the offering, the chaylev, is more belongs to the Shemone Esrei. So, which we said the time is till 4 hours. So actually, that is till 4 hours. That's the Shemone Esrei, and the Rebbe brings the difference from Kriya Shema and Shemone Esrei in many places in Chassidus. And I also discussed a little bit this letter at a Kinestoria, which I'll put down this the recording of that. We can see also very interesting what the Tzemach Tzedek speaks over there. And then he had other questions to the Rebbe, and that sometimes we find it says that the Midos are sorted out through Chochma, and the letter of Machshava Dibur is through Keser. All right, we'll leave this just to, there's another few questions over here that the Rebbe addresses him, looking further, and it's a lot of very, very interesting stuff, but it's beyond the scope over here to go through all the details of this long, intricate letter.